This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say the evacuation of the American embassy in Kabul has been completed and the U.S. flag lowered at the facility in Afghanistan's capital. U.S. President Joe Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan as the planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure safe evacuation from the country. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of Biden as commander-in-chief, and he has become the subject of withering criticism from Republicans and others who say that he has, in fact, failed. Dozens of nations from around the world are calling on all involved in the events in Afghanistan to respect and facilitate the departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who wish to leave the country. More than 60 nations released a joint statement Sunday night, citing what they call the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. The statement says that those in power and authority across the country bear responsibility and accountability for the protection of human life and property and the immediate restoration of security and civil order. The nation's statement also says that roads, airports, and border crossings must remain open and that calm must be maintained. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching storm. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,300 dead and 5,700 injured. Thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.